Hello, it's Gabby here for you. Before we jump onto this week's podcast, I just want to let you know about two ways that you can work with me. First of all, I do one-to-one coaching and I do that via Zoom, so we can jump on a Zoom call at a time to suit you. The second thing I've got for you is an online coaching course that's 12 modules that you can download straight away now. There will be a link somewhere around these podcast notes. And this is the course that I've designed, and it's got everything in it that I wish I'd have known when I finished cancer treatment and I was lost. So you can download that course now and you can start working towards making this your happiest and healthiest year ever. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Take care. Bye-bye. Hello there. It's Gabby here from Confidence After Cancer, and I hope this finds you well. In this week's episode, I'm talking about a subject that's really important for all of us as we're getting older, and that is about finding the joy in movement. How can you incorporate exercise into your daily life, if particularly if you're somebody like me who doesn't naturally enjoy exercise? What can you do? So many studies have shown, you know, for cancer recovery, one of the most empowering things that you can do, one of the things that you can do to take control of your health is to have regular exercise. And as I say, this is not something that I've always enjoyed, but I've learned to love it. And I'm going to share some tips with you that maybe help you as well if this is something that you struggled with. So my background, really, you know, thinking about even when I was a small child, when I was a skinny little girl, being at school, and I had quite a lot of friends that were really sporty. They were good at netball and stuff like that, and gymnastics. And I honestly wasn't. I didn't enjoy it. A part of it, I think, was a lack of self-confidence in myself, but I just did not enjoy exercise at all. And when you're young and skinny, you can get away with that for a certain amount of time. But as we get older, particularly me, I work a lot. I sat at my laptop every day. I don't know if you can relate to this. I drive a lot, you know, I drive around in my car. And so opportunities for exercise don't always come naturally. So it's something that I've become really mindful about in my plan for cancer recovery, because there are so many studies that show that people who live an active life, people who take regular exercise, they do much better. You know, they have long-term less health issues, they live longer, they have less mobility problems. As we get older, a lot of us get problems with our joints and movement. And regular exercise is one of the best things that you can do for yourself, you know, without going to the doctor, without taking a pill. It's one of the things that you can do. Your bodies weren't designed to be sat in a chair all day. You were designed to move. You know, your muscles, if you don't use them, they will waste away. And see that a lot in old people who maybe are very prone to, the bones breaking, or lots of mobility issues can be avoided by regular exercise. So one of the things that I've learned to do, and I've studied this a lot and I listen to a lot of doctors, I think Dr. Michael Mosley is a big advocate for what he calls opportunistic exercise and natural movement. And what does that mean? Well, it means about thinking about just incorporating exercise into your everyday life. So for me, you know, one of the things I do sometimes is if I need to go out to the post office, instead of driving around there in my car, I'll walk around there and I'll try and do, you know, walk at a brisk pace. So get my heart rate up, and it can only be like sometimes 15, 20 minutes, but that's a bit of exercise that I'm bringing into my day that I wouldn't naturally do. So it's about little and often, nothing too onerous. You know, I'm never going to run a marathon. It's not my bag. I don't want to run a marathon, and I don't want to set myself a goal that I'm going to fail at, but I can incorporate some exercise into my day every day. So little and often. The other thing that I really like to do, if I've got a meeting with somebody, is rather than going into a meeting room and sitting down, making an effort to have a walking meeting. You know, if the weather's not too bad, getting outside and walking around could be a really nice way of just, again, incorporating some natural movement into your day-to-day life. Such a good thing to do. A lot of people like gardening. That's a great thing to do as well. You just, the natural, you know, if you spent a day in the garden trying to sort your garden out after the horrible winter that we've had, you know, your body will ache after that if you've really put your back into it. And I'm not saying go hell for leather. Be careful. Be gentle with yourself. But really gardening and stretching and doing all the things, digging and weeding, that can be really good exercise for you as well. I quite like to put some music on in the house and just have a little dance around the kitchen. That is good exercise as well. It can be 5 minutes, it can be 10 minutes, 30 minutes if you've got the time. But again, a fun way, nothing too onerous, of just really enjoying yourself, getting your heart rate up, which we know is so good for us, and just getting that joy back into your life, the joy of movement. Michael Mosley, one of the things I took from his book was about just when you're doing your everyday tasks, like brushing your teeth or like waiting for the kettle to boil, it's doing some squats. Do 10 squats. And that is one of the best things that you can do, you know, as we get older, for our joints and our bones, is weight bearing exercise. And that doesn't mean you need to hit the gym and lift horrendously heavy weights, just your own body weight. Using your own body weight is a really good way of building your strength, building your muscles, and building your bone strength as well. So squats, tricep dips, anything like that, push-ups, if you know you're comfortable doing those, or even a half push-up. There's so much that you can do. And I spoke to a lady recently. She said, oh, I'd love to exercise, but I really don't have the time. And I said, there's so much on YouTube. You know, I follow a lady called Lucy. She's got a double-barreled name. I can't remember her name now. She does 7-minute workouts, and really aimed at menopausal women, a lot of them. Everyone's got 7 minutes that you can just incorporate into your day. So sometimes if it's raining and I can't get out, I'll put one of Lucy. I'll put a link to her website in the show notes so you can see what I mean, because I'd really highly recommend her. If you're not used to exercising, they're very gentle. There's a wide range of workouts on her website, but she's really aimed at people like me, maybe, who haven't done a lot of exercise, who are not particularly fit, but we can all do 7 minutes a day. The other thing I'd just say is about being realistic. You know, if you've never exercised for a long time, it is wise to check with your doctor before you take up some new exercise regime. But if you're going to be very gentle and listen to your body as well, listen to your body. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Okay, so I said I was going to give you 3 tips. So the first tip is really, if you're thinking about, well, yeah, that makes sense to me, I do want to take better care of myself, and part of that is getting some exercise into my life, anticipate obstacles is what I would say to you. So I know that myself. Sometimes you think, right, I'm really going to set myself up, I'm going to go out for a walk every day, and then it rains, or then something happens and it puts you off. What really helps me, because I'm not particularly a morning person, is to get my clothes ready the night before. So my running shoes or my trainers or whatever, sneakers, are just out and they're next to the drawer, with my little ear pods that I like to listen to a podcast when I'm out walking or running. And my clothes are just laid out. So I don't even think about it in the morning. I straight up put those clothes straight on. My shoes are there, my ear pods are there, and get out some fresh air. So just planning ahead is really, you know, for me, works. It helped. If I had to get up and think about, oh, should I exercise, should I not? More often than not, I'd say not. But if I've set myself up the night before, this is what I'm going to do in the morning. I'm just going to spend 30 minutes in the morning going out for a walk, going for a little walk jog, as I call it. I'm not a runner, but I can always do that. Go to our local park. And that's such a lovely thing to do first thing in the morning. The second tip I would give you, if you're not naturally sporty, you haven't done a lot of exercise, is keep it simple. You don't need a lot of equipment. Yeah, you can join a gym if that's what you want to do. But I see so many people join an expensive gym. They'll drive across town to get there, you know, sat in a traffic jam, and it's expensive and it's inconvenient. Don't do that if you don't want to. Keep it simple. Watch some stuff on YouTube, whether it's yoga, dancing, Pilates, whatever you want to do. And get some simple equipment. You know, a skipping rope is a great thing to do. Again, 5-10 minutes of skipping gets your heart rate up. It just really makes me feel good as well. If you want to, you can get some simple weights to have at home. But, you know, starting off, you can just use tin cans, tins of beans, or bottles of water just to lift them up and down, just to get your muscles moving if you haven't been moving them for a while. So keep it simple. My third tip that I would give you, and this is something that really helped me, is to start an exercise journal. I do like a journal. My memory is not as what it used to be, so I like to write things down, and it helps me in so many ways. It's like keeping a diary. It's like planning ahead. And for me, an exercise journal, if I've decided to do some more exercise, I can plan ahead. It increases my awareness of how much I'm actually doing. Am I doing this every day? Do I want to do it every other day? How many times a week? You don't have to exercise every single day if you don't want to. But for me, writing it down in a journal, and it can be a simple little notebook, or you could get yourself a beautiful journal that you enjoy writing in. I am very much a pen and paper kind of person. You know, I know a lot of younger people like electronic diaries and electronic calendars on the phone, whatever works for you. As long as you're tracking it, that's the most important thing, to increase your awareness. The second thing that a journal can do for you, it helps you to clarify your goals. You know, if like me, I want to lose amount of weight, I'm getting ready for my holidays, and I think, yeah, I'd like to lose 7 pounds before my holidays. Well, track it, write it down, what you're going to do and how you're going to do that. And that really helps me to clarify what is my goal. But it's more for me about feeling good, stretching my muscles instead of just sitting in a chair every day, using my body and feeling the absolute joy of knowing that I've done something that my future self will thank me for. And I know I say that phrase a lot because I really do. We all can say, oh, just for today, I'm just going to sit in a chair and eat some cake. Is your future self going to thank you for that? You know, and we're none of us are getting any younger. So do something today that your future self will thank you for. And that really helps me. The other thing that an exercise journal does for me, it helps to hold me accountable. You know, if I plan out, right, 4 days this week, I'm going to go and walk around my local park. I tick it off and I've set myself a little goal and I tick it off. I'm holding myself accountable. And it's a constant reminder that this is what I said I'm going to do for myself. I'm not telling myself off. I'm just gently reminding myself, this is what you committed to. So how good would it feel when you tick it off and you know you've done what you said you were going to do? And the other thing that a journal helps me to do is when you know, life gets in the way sometimes. It always does for all of us. It helps me to recover from lapses. You know, some days you might get up and you think, oh, I don't feel very well. Or, you know, some friends turned up I wasn't expecting, or an event's turned up that I have to go somewhere and be somewhere that I wasn't expecting. Or I'm going away, you know, hopefully for a nice event, like I've got a weekend away, I'm going to a wedding and there's going to be lots of drinking and stuff. That's fine if you want to incorporate that into your life, but just plan for it and just take the longer term view. Just because you've not done any exercise for a couple of days, it's like if you've not been eating healthily for a couple of days, that doesn't mean that your healthy eating plan or your exercise plan has completely gone out of the window. It's just a couple of days. Focus on the long term. Think about where you want to be in 6 months' time. And a couple of days doesn't really make any difference, does it? Not very much at all. So for me, an exercise journal, I just think, oh, it's a bit of a blip, but I'm looking at the long term. This is not just a short-term thing for me. This is how I want to live for the rest of my life. I want to keep myself fit and healthy. I want to do everything that I can to stop my cancer coming back. And for me, my exercise is a huge part of that. And finding joy in movement, not doing something that feels like a punishment. You know, I've talked before about how people sometimes think healthy eating can be a punishment. No, it's not, my love. You find healthy food that you like. Find exercise that you like. If you like to dance, go dancing. If you like Zumba, go to Zumba. Whatever it is you like to do, find something that you like. If you're struggling with anything, you know where I am. Joy of movement is essential for a cancer recovery plan. And I just hope that you can discover something that brings you joy and that gets your body moving and makes you feel good. So good to hear from you. Get in touch if I can help you with anything at all. Stay safe, stay sane. Bye-bye, my love.